On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. I am JP Finley. Second week into the offseason, second week with at least three podcasts. We ain't taking a break, so don't you dare come on Twitter and suggest that we are. In fact, you should email our bosses and tell them that we're working so hard in the offseason. Don't you think they should do that, Rich Taylor?
I would hope they know that anyway.
Our bosses or our listeners?
Both of them.
Well, we should get them in conjunction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cards and letters in support of us is always
welcome. Yeah. Start sending letters. Yes. I don't think that's going to work.
Lengthy, detailed letters.
Mitch Tischler, say hello.
What's up? We ask our bosses to ignore certain parts of the podcast, so this is your chance for listeners to let them know what's happening.
Speaking of asking them to ignore stuff, I got an idea. We need to have a podcast party. If you're a lawyer, stop listening. Press pause. Take your headphones out. 150 comments, we have a podcast party. Gentlemen?
I think we should have one anyway. But
Taylor.
I know. You, hey, when they walk in, we hand them a phone and let them leave a review right there.
Your entrance to the party is a review.
No, it's
if
not.
If you've left one.
Just get to 150.
Just get to 150.
Just get to 150, RT.
Okay, I don't want to wait that long for a party. I'm the only one who's had to do anything, by the way.
What have you had to do?
Put a turkey hat on.
Turkey Taylor.
It was supposed to be a suit.
It was not never going to be a suit.
And you never gave these guys stuff out of your closet like you're supposed to.
I was never, ever going to do that.
We have been sidetracked off the break. We're already arguing about Taylor's closet.
And you haven't even introduced me.
Oh, jeez. Pete's here.
What's up, everybody?
All right, that's enough out of Pete.
All right, Pete's muted.
We got a good show. Good stuff coming your way. We have Taylor's Got Jokes, correct, Rich?
We do.
All right, John Arand of Sports Business Journal is going to talk with us about the marketing premise that Kirk Cousins presents. We will we'll see if that's real or not. Kirk Cousins has said there is value for him staying with the Redskins because of marketing and potential endorsements. John knows that stuff like the back of his hand. He will tell us if that's for real. Before we get to all that, we talked about Jamison Crowder and a contract extension when we last spoke on Wednesday. That got Rich Taylor's mind spinning. And he wants to talk about the other picks from 2015 that will be going into the final year of their rookie deal and when the Redskins should be looking to do extensions, if they should or they shouldn't. Taylor has some points he wants to make. I am going to quickly run through the 2015 draft class because some of these dudes we can just kind of rule out.
Right.
All right, everybody ready? Brandon Scherff was the first round pick in 2015. That's somebody they should talk about, right?
Right.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, here's the thing about him.
I was going to circle back to this, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
I was going to go through the list and then let you talk about the guys you want to talk about.
Okay.
Or would you rather just do it now?
Let's
do it now, dude. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Scherff was the fifth pick of the draft. They do have a fifth-year option on him.
Pricey.
The thing is that the whole offensive line has one. It is the transition salary for that position. The thing is, the whole offensive line has one
salary.
Including
tackles.
Including Trent Williams is calculated into that.
Right, and that would drive that way up.
It's going to be at least $13 million. That's what it is this year.
For a guard.
It'll go up for a guard.
I think that's more than the top eight guard in the league this year, right?
Yes. So what they have to now, you know, I mean, obviously that's out there, but they don't want to be right bumping up against that. You know, we've had this stuff with Cousins negotiating against what
he would make
on the franchise tag.
I haven't heard much about that.
What he would make on the franchise tag. Now, you know, you don't want Sheriff negotiating against what he would earn on this fifth-year option. So you want to kind of, you know, reward him, get him more money this coming season than he would make, you know, under his current contract. Obviously, that money's going to have to be in there somewhere, but it's better to get it done now instead of having some kind of a stare down going into this fifth-year option.
And let's point something out. The reason we're talking about 2015 draft picks is they are now eligible to get contract extensions. They've now played 3 years on their rookie deal, and that opens the door. So folks like Mitch asked, when do you think they'll want to talk about Kendall Fuller? They're not able to talk about Kendall Fuller until 2019, once he's got 3 years in the league.
Right.
All right, so Brandon Sheriff is a unanimous they should try to figure something out.
High priority.
High priority. Everybody agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Their second round pick, Preston Smith. This one gets interesting. I'm going to start by saying Preston Smith might want to get to free agency because pass rushers get paid. And he had a really good year in 2017, finished with 8 sacks, 2 interceptions, made a lot of impact plays, played well early in the year, late in the year, kind of had a bit of a lull in the middle. I think getting to double-digit sacks is a goal for Preston. I'm not sure. Everybody would be interested in contract extension talks, but I'm not sure those will start. What say you, Taylor?
Yeah, I think we'll see. Maybe what we did with Trent Murphy, almost identical situation, second-round pick.
Yeah.
You know, in his third year, he had 9 sacks, kind of had his career
but
year.
But Preston had shown up early in his career.
Yes.
Preston had a great rookie year,
that's true.
Whereas Trent hadn't done a heck of a lot until his third year.
Right, but you know, still the you know with pass rushers, they can be the you know really this. I don't know if they are necessarily the second highest paid position behind quarterbacks. They're right up there. Quarterbacks. And guys who can get to quarterbacks are gold.
Right. And then receivers and corners.
Yeah.
If you don't think the league's a pass-first league, think again.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Preston Smith would wait. I think, you know, the Redskins would have to make him a real, real good offer. And, you know, if I'm the Redskins, I would rather keep that incentive on him.
Yep.
You know, I'd rather have him be motivated.
He's one of those guys that's going to be more valued potentially outside the organization than he is inside just because his numbers look great on paper, good on paper, not great, good on paper. But the Redskins have seen up close the wave, the ups and downs,
the
inconsistencies from time to time.
That's visible on film, though. I mean, you know,
other coaches will know
that.
Absolutely, but the prospect of a potential double-digit sack guy being out there is always going to be a huge allure for somebody somewhere along the line.
And if he you know if he does have a big year, there is the franchise tag.
But the franchise tag at OLB or DN, however they have him classified, is probably the second priciest you can get.
Yeah, I mean,
considering Von Miller's deals out there.
15-ish million, I would say.
I mean, that's
off the top of my head. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot
of
money.
But you can do it. I mean, you can do it to keep him around.
And the other thing I would point out is that the Skins, like they've done at corner, appear to be trying to be in position to lose guys. Drafting Ryan Anderson should put them in position to lose Preston Smith. Now, Ryan Anderson was basically absent as a rookie.
And he could buy a sack,
There's very little reason, based on his rookie season, to expect a significant growth there. But then again, Trent Murphy didn't do much as a rookie and showed his third year. I don't know. That's going to be an interesting one to watch.
He played some good fullback.
Sure, he had, you know, 2 snaps at fullback. If you want to count on that, go for it, Mitchell.
Sure thing, James.
So I don't think I think we agree that I don't expect extension for Preston to be at the forefront. I think Sheriff at the forefront.
I think the Redskins would like to, but if I'm Smith,
if I'm Preston I'm and I'm Preston's agent, I want to get to the market, baby.
Hang on, unless you got to make you a big offer.
All right. Third round pick in 2015, Matt Jones. Is he getting a contract extension?
Not from anywhere.
Mitch, can I get a?
No, but I.
That's what I was going for.
No, but I'm just gonna say I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the Colts roster.
He wasn't even on it this year.
He was on and off.
I'm saying
53.
He's not getting a contract.
That is totally irrelevant, and B, undersells what a bust of a pick that was in the third round.
Absolutely, I'm just saying. In addition,
what the hell does that have to do with anything?
that Tandler? Some people are still high on him.
That he's on somebody's practice squad? Is that people are still high on him? give him the noise I was going for.
Speaking of high, Mitch.
All right, yeah. I think Mitch.
Are we sure nothing was in those cookies?
I want you to record to clip this off and play it for him next week.
Keeping it.
Mitch is having a tough couple days in the podcast studio.
We don't get to clip any of my mistakes. I'm not clipping
Pete,
any of your mistakes.
This isn't a mistake. We're turning your mic off. All right, Crowder. We talked about this. Yeah,
second priority to Sheriff.
But I think you can almost move that up on the priority list because the dollars should be
probably
so
easier
much,
to get done.
It's easier to get done. Your second fourth round pick in 2015, Ari Quanjo, who's back on the roster. By Mitch's math, Ari Quanjo is a highly valued member because he was on somebody's practice
squad. I'm not saying anything about him being highly valued. I'm saying that he was a bust, but people aren't done with Matt Jones yet.
He's going to be a restricted free agent. I believe. I want to check because he was cut. When you get cut, it kind of right.
It's a whole new ballgame.
Right. So I think he'll be a restricted free agent.
I think it wouldn't shock me if Ari's still with them this fall. But he's not getting a contract extension.
No.
A fifth round pick, and this is the guy that's played for the Redskins, Martrell Spate. I don't see a contract extension happening there.
No.
I think if you lose Martrell, you let him go. I mean, at this point in his career, Martrell has proven to be a good special teams player.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At linebacker, the tackling deficiencies always seem to pop up. Good dude, well-liked in the locker room, funny guy.
Unless he wants to do a small deal. You know, say, get a year or two of
600
security.
Grand?
No, I mean, the minimum is a little more than that. But
I don't think it's a guy that you need to
give him a little guaranteed money. You know, I'm just saying.
I don't see it happening.
Right.
This is a sad one. Sixth round pick in 2015, Kyshawn Jarrett, who showed so much promise late in his rookie year. The nerve damage in the shoulder. We still see him out at Redskins Park, and it's just you hate to see a kid with so much promise that.
And such a good guy,
too. Right. And you love him because he's a Hokie.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't. The rest of these dudes, we'll just run through it because none of these guys, I don't believe, are in the league. Tevin Mitchell.
No.
Sixth round pick. Another sixth round pick, Evan Spencer.
No. Mitchell might still be in the league, but I don't think Evan Spencer is.
And then is Austin Reeder? Ryder?
He started a game last year.
He ended up on IR, didn't he? Didn't he start for the Browns against the Redskins?
Yeah.
Is that 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah, they didn't play the Browns this year.
Right.
All right, so there's your 2015 draft
guide.
Tough
day for Tandler.
Mitch is just trying to shift the blame. Mitch still owes us push-ups, by the way. All right. We are going to go to John Arand now. He's got some great insight on Kirk Cousins. Before John starts talking, you're going to hear from our sponsors.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Very excited to bring on our next guest. John Arand covers all things in the world of sports and media for the Sports Business Journal. John has a really good pulse on everything that kind of happens on the business side of sports. He's also a DC guy, and if I had to imagine, he certainly grew up a Redskins fan. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for joining us. And we touched on why I wanted to bring you on. And the biggest thing that kind of stands out to me, and I don't know, did you pay any attention to Kirk Cousins' radio event that he had with on 106.7 The Fan? It was a charity event. It was all sorts of things. But he talked for nearly 2 hours. Didn't say a whole lot, but provided some nuggets. Was that even on your radar?
I saw the tweets from there, and then being a local guy that lives in D.C., it was hard to avoid.
Right. I'm sure I probably sent out 200 tweets, so sorry about that.
You were flooding my inbox.
Yeah, dude. My apologies. But, you know, we all know the situation with Kirk. We're unsure if he's going to sign long-term here. Frankly, I'm unsure that he's interested in signing long-term here. But one thing that I found that he said, that and it piqued my interest and made me want to talk to you about it, is he said that his marketing agency has talked to him before about the value in being the Redskins quarterback. And he said, you know, when the Redskins travel, this past year they were on the West Coast three times, two LA games, a Seattle game. Last year they went to London. He said everywhere they go, no matter how far away it is, there's always Redskins fans, and he always can look up in the stands and see Kirk Cousins' jerseys. And to him, he says there could be great value in that. I'm curious what you, as somebody who knows the business side of these things, thinks that value may be.
Yeah, I think that was something that Kirk Cousins said to the local crowd in order to get the local crowd to like him a little bit more. You know, it's akin to like a rock concert saying like, you know, playing at the, you know, Capital One Arena is the best arena we've played at on this tour.
Right.
I think the value of what Kirk Cousins has here, I mean, he doesn't have a ton of endorsement deals here in D.C. I know he has Eastern Motors. He has a couple other small
ones. Virginia Tire and Auto, I think. He does a good job of working them into conversation, I'll tell you that.
Let's say he goes to a smaller market. Let's say he goes to Jacksonville. He could pick those up pretty easily. You know, and the whole idea of a national deal, he doesn't even have a national deal. He's a starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. The NFL is unique, where you don't need to be in New York or L.A. in order to be really marketable as an NFL player, because you have, you know, Russell Wilson up in Seattle. Seattle's not the best market. You have, you know, a number of people from Brett Favre on
Aaron Rodgers right.
Up in Green Bay. Green Bay is a teeny market, and Milwaukee isn't even that huge of a market. So the idea that you need to get to a big market to get a lot more sponsors, that doesn't exist in the NFL. But the idea that you need to stay in D.C. because you have a lot of fans everywhere, I mean, look what happens when Pittsburgh plays at FedEx Field. I mean, they take over the stadium. So I don't see that as really being that's a pretty big stretch for me.
Okay, that's interesting. And then, you know, just kind of playing that out, if you talk about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and guys that are in smaller markets, if you win, it seems to take care of the rest of that. Is that the track to endorsements in the NFL is just being really good?
Yeah, it's winning a lot, and then it's by winning you're on primetime NBC where more people are watching you than not, and you're also on maybe the 4 o'clock game on Fox, which actually gets a bigger audience than the primetime game, and so you're just more visible and you're out there and that people know you a lot more, of course, when you win than when you don't. I think that is so much more indicative of who's gonna have more sponsorships than what market they play in or what team they play for.
Gotcha. And then just kind of looking at the numbers with Kirk, you know, he's already broken the single season franchise passing record. He's now the first quarterback to ever start three straight, 16 games for three straight seasons. If he stays with the Redskins, he's going to break every QB record they have, just kind of because of the nature of football now compared to when Sonny Jurgensen was playing. If he does do that, is there long-term value there?
Maybe. I think the more long-term value for him is that he seems just like a likable guy. I think he comes across as a likable guy, you know, that is comfortable in front of a microphone. And I think that, you know, that plays so much better where if he wins and breaks the record and he has that in the background, there should be a lot more national deals waiting for him, I would think.
That it'll be interesting to see. And for me, you know, everybody always wants to make more money. And I know athletes like endorsements because it kind of proves that they're on a bigger stage. But should that even be an issue for a guy that's made $44 million in the last two seasons? Right? Seriously, like that, he shouldn't be worried about his marketing agency. Or am I too simplistic in my thinking?
I think that's a good point. But you know, everybody wants more money, and I think that there is a competition among who has the endorsements and who makes more money off of those endorsements. I think we saw that in the NBA with John Wall, that just signed that a huge deal, but he still needed a shoe deal. And so like that was what was going to sort of almost complete him is getting a shoe deal. And you saw how important that was. So I think that there is some sort of competition just to make sure that, hey, I'm a bankable star in this league.
Well, since you brought it up, while we got you here, hopefully enough of my listeners are Wizards listeners. Why did it take John Wall so long to get a shoe deal?
You know what? I haven't actually been covering that story a ton.
Yeah,
I can't figure it out. I think part of the problem may be that the Wizards have been a local success story, but it's taken them a long time to get out on the national stage. And last year, their breakout year, preseason, they had two, maybe three national games scheduled for the entire season. They ended up getting more because they started playing well and were sort of a bankable team, and they have a lot more this year. But it took a while for national TV networks and, by token, the national sponsors to find these guys and figure out that, you know, that they're good and that people are going to watch them.
Gotcha. All right, so back to Kirk. If I understand this right, Kirk saying that his marketing folks tell him the value of playing for the Redskins is akin to Spinal Tap saying, you're the best crowd we've ever had, Detroit. Is that basically what you're telling me?
That's how I took it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that is, sorry, Redskins fans, even less reason to be optimistic as the Kirk Cousins saga unfolds. John, thank you so much for coming on with us and explaining that in a way that's very simple. How can folks follow you? I follow you on Twitter. You're a great, great follow and have all sorts of good information.
Thanks, man. I'm @Orand_SBJ. I'm a media reporter, Sports Business Journal, so @Orand_SBJ. And I love Twitter. I don't really live tweet the Wizards games, but I put one or two out there every now and then.
Important question. Two important questions. Will the Wizards make the Eastern Conference Finals this year?
I think so. I think that they're going to start to gel at the right time. I think it's been a slow start to the season, but you can already see that they're starting to figure things out. And I think Boston's going to come back to earth as well.
Will our Maryland Terrapins make the NCAA tournament?
Ooh, bubble team into the max. I'm going to say yes because my glass is half full. But we're going to be biting our fingernails on Selection Sunday.
Certainly. And I don't think it'll help them that the Big Ten tournament's a week early, unless they have maybe a bad loss. But I think it's going to be kind of out of sight, out of mind for the Terps.
I have the feeling that this team is going to end up being about .500. They're going to have a couple of bad losses like they did to Michigan State. And they're going to have a couple of, you know, pretty good wins like they did against Iowa.
Here's one thing I would like to do maybe in a month, maybe in 6 weeks. I would like to have you on for one story I believe, if I had to guess, that you're on top of is the Redskins' next stadium. And from what I've heard, we should be expecting some sort of announcement within months. I don't know how many months, but maybe three. I bet we get an announcement certainly before a football gets kicked off in September. Could I bring you back on and we talk Skins Stadium?
Yeah, you got it. The hard thing right now, though, is getting through all the disinformation about whether they're going to Virginia, whether they want to get back into D.C., and what's up. So that's a fun story to follow.
Yeah, here's what I know is the Redskins haven't been able to give fans a big-time win on the football field for two decades. If they get back to that RFK site, that will be a big-time win that fans will go bananas for.
Anything you can take the metro to and walk up to. Yeah, I think that people were really rallying around that.
John, thank you so much, man. This was a blast. I really appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on, man.
We're back. You always learn something when you talk to John Orand. I appreciate his time. He's a very good dude. He is a hardcore DC sports fan too. So it's always fun. Follow him like during Nat season and stuff, and he'll let you know what he's thinking. All right. Much awaited. Can anybody do a drum roll? Pete, can you insert a drum roll? Actually, that's pretty good. Well done.
Thank you.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Tandler's Got Jokes.
Okay. Got three jokes.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
Yes.
Let's go.
Talk about the hype, beating out the actual event. Okay. A duck goes into Nordstrom.
Oh my God.
That was a joke. No. Gotta laugh anyway.
Oh, man.
Okay. A duck walks into Nordstrom, goes up, orders some lipstick, says, put it on my bill.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, make a gong.
That didn't work. Okay.
Dude.
A guy goes into the lawyer's office, says, excuse me, how much do you charge? Lawyer goes, I charge $1,000 to answer 3 questions. Guy goes, that's a little bit expensive, isn't it? And he goes, yeah, what's your 3rd question?
All right.
Lawyers, things you didn't hear that.
Right along.
You guys asked for this.
So far, the duck one is better than the lawyer one.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Okay. An extensive government study revealed that the leading cause of cancer in laboratory rats is the stuff scientists feed them.
All right. Okay.
I'm voting on the duck.
You don't get that, Pete?
No, don't even get number 3.
Oh, okay, we'll explain it later.
Like, they're always doing studies on rats. Like, oh, this rat chose cocaine 8 times out of 10 over wheats. and then you wonder why the rat gets
sick. You give the rat the equivalent of a pillowcase.
I don't care. That joke is bad.
You're like, oh, this rat smoked 8 cigarettes. I don't know why he's sick. Like, you don't get it?
No, the duck one is fine. The other 2 are terrible. Taylor's got terrible jokes.
Oh boy, I'm devastated that Pete doesn't think my joke.
I'm okay with the duck joke. The duck joke registered.
When you started with a duck walks into Nordstrom, I was laughing no matter what.
That's right. Ducks are funny.
That's why John Beck was hilarious.
Taylor's got jokes never disappoints. I don't know what it delivers, but it delivers something. It scratches that itch. Taylor. Tell the folks what to do.
Subscribe to the podcast. Whatever. There's a lot of ways to do it. And leave reviews. Especially
leave
if you like
some
it.
Damn reviews. Leave podcast party at 150. Mitch, tell everybody what we got going on.
On Twitter at NBCS Redskins, we're wrapping up the first round of our Redskins Fan of the Year. Make sure to vote, retweet, favorite, pick your guy. We're going to have a winner right around Super Bowl time.
That was so much better than when he did it on Wednesday.
Much tighter copy, yeah.
You got practice.
All right, Pete, do you have anything to offer?
Nobody really does this, so I'm going to ask you guys to follow me on Twitter, @_PeterHaley. I know no one really tosses that out there.
You'll be very disappointed
there,
if you do.
Can you also drop us an air horn?
Meow, 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 meow.
All right, wrap it up.
Pete's got air horns. New segment.
Pete. All right, Pete's on at least a week-long podcast probation. Duck walks into Nordstrom. Folks, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you stuck with us and we entertained you a little bit on this Friday.
A little bit.
A little bit. As always, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
Ducks are funny.
Meow, 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 meow.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.